White, W.C. White, Mary. Denison, Texas, December 4th, 1878. Dear children, Willie and Mary, Brother King is to call upon you soon. Will you be sure and send papers and tracts, odds and ends of everything that can be circulated? Especially send old reformers, odd numbers, that we may distribute. We cannot go in any direction in Texas, but we see covered wagons of movers. Some are real nice people. We want a full supply of publications to give them. Thus we may sow beside all waters. Be sure and send me a scrapbook. Go to Sister Lockwood. Tell her to get paper suitable, such as she has no use for, and have three nice books bound up for me in which I can paste pieces. Brother King can bring these through in a good-sized trunk. Do not fail to send me a quantity of this light paper, also good steel pens. Have a trunk ready to pack and send things we shall order. I want books which we will order in another letter. I would like to have a portfolio made expressly for me of tolerable good size, just as convenient and durable as it is possible to get it up. I want one made for Father that he may keep his envelopes, his letters, and papers, so that they will not get mixed with his other things in his satchel. Things of importance get lost. I would like to have this as soon as it can be gotten up at the bindery. Thursday, December 5th. I was not able to finish this last night. I suffered much with trouble of heart. There seemed to be smoke in the atmosphere. I never felt just as I did that night. I knew not as I could live till morning. I was very weary, but this cannot account for my singular feelings. It may be that smoke from prairie fires settled down upon us. I slept but a very short time, but I am better this morning. Walked down street 3/4 mile and back again. We sent article last night upon missionary labor. Father heard it read before being copied and after it was copied. I have much personal matter to get off as soon as possible. I am doing my best to get through my writing. Now, if it is a settled thing that Sister Booth cannot come, will not Mary Smith come and remain 2 months while we get off my matter for Spirit of Prophecy, Volume 4? Test the matter if she can come. And if Sister Booth cannot come, she can come back in company with Brother King, whom you will soon see. There are very good copyists here, but have not experience in rhetoric and the transformation of sentences. The burden falls upon us, except the mere mechanical part of the work. Brother Kilgore, who is having a discussion at Plano, has clipped notices from the Dallas Herald, headed, A Call Upon Elder James White to Lecture. To the editor of the Dallas Herald. The undersigned citizens of Dallas City would esteem it a favor if your journal would extend to Elder James White and his most accomplished wife an invitation to lecture in this city. The attendance may not be large, since this is our busiest cotton season. But we have no doubt that an appreciative audience will be present at any appointment that might be made. Respectfully, James B. Simpson Shepherd, Thomas Field Cabell, G. Beaumont, and others. None of these names are Sabbath keepers. The Herald directs attention to the card Messrs. Simpson, Swink, Holland, Cabell, and others, suggesting that an invitation be extended to Elder James White and Lady to lecture in Dallas. We cordially comply with their request and express the hope that even in these busy times an hour may be spared in listening to what the distinguished lecturers may say. It is to be hoped, also, that Elder White may be induced to build a sanitarium in Dallas similar to that one in Michigan, which has attracted such worldwide interest. We think that after the hurry is over of the cotton excitement, we will, as soon at least as February, pitch the cotton meeting house in Dallas and give all who desire an opportunity to hear. The theater was opened for us, free of charge. It is a very desirable place for meetings. We shall study duty. We feel that such a public invitation should be respected. We want to devote our time principally to writing, but my testimony is respected in Texas by believers and unbelievers. There have no lectures been given in Dallas, but we think the time has fully come to have the truth presented in these cities. One of the most popular men of Dallas is seeking to secure for me the tabernacle owned by the Methodists. He will not succeed, I am sure. I will now send love to you all. Write me. Tell my dear Edith to write, and I will write to her soon. Love to Aunt Mary, love to Addie and May. Mother.